This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
JV Show. Hi, I'm Doug. We have Victoria and we have Kara. Jennifer's trying to hide or run away from the fires in Southern California. This is when something like that happens. It brings it so close to home. It's Wednesday, the 6th of December, and you've all seen and or heard the coverage is pretty thorough of what's going on around in Los Angeles County. It's actually not Los Angeles proper. It's to the north, south, and west. Remember, Los Angeles is a basin. It's surrounded all the way around by mountains. And in those mountains or on the mountains, there are certainly at various times of the year either beautiful, lush, green vegetation, or when everything dries out like it is now, it's a tinderbox. You know, it, throw a match into it and it blows up, explodes. And so there are several fires burning in and around where Jennifer lives, and so she was told to evacuate, and has, and so she's, I'm not even sure where she is. Actually, we haven't figured that out yet, whether she's at her father's house. Her mother's house, which is nearby, is in more jeopardy than her house, but they all are in jeopardy. This is an area called Sunland, which is off the 210, and there's a boulevard that goes up from the 210 into the hills. And there are, as with most other places in L.A., there is not much. Every inch of ground is covered with either a business or a home. And so as you go up the hill toward the mountains, I'm visualizing it, but I think I know exactly what's going on. To the left, or what would be to the northeast of where she lives, is where the fire is. But it isn't even a mile away from her house now. That's why they told them all to get out of there, because the winds, the Santa Ana winds, are blowing so fiercely. And because in those circumstances, the stuff that's burning doesn't burn clean. The wind gets a hold of it, and then the embers that from a tree or whatever may be burning blow fast, and they ignite faster because they're bigger. Does that make any sense? You understand? It's like a flying piece of coal. That's really what it's like. And so this is a very dangerous circumstance for sure. And our thoughts are with Jennifer as we move ahead here. 10 minutes after the hour. There are times, and we've all experienced this, especially in the later years when the news media gets a hold of one thing and holds on to it like a rabid dog. And I think we're in the throes of that with the focus on all the problems that started with Harvey Weinstein. Interesting, Gwyneth Paltrow and Lena Dunham, Tina Brown, all have come out in the last day or so with stories that pertain to when Hillary Clinton was running this past year, and I guess when she ran in 2008 as well. With the Gwyneth Paltrow story about Weinstein sleeping with her apparently wasn't true, but they consider this to have been an assault weapon, lying about it. It's confusing, and I don't know how or why the Clinton campaign, other than they got a lot of money from Harvey Weinstein. He had a number of fundraisers. I suppose that's how it plays in, wouldn't you think? In that They weren't paying attention because they wanted the money more than they wanted anything else. And I think that's kind of the way it is with the Clintons. They seem to be pretty focused on do-re-mi. That doesn't make them unusual. I think that's what motivates them, frankly. So then you move from that attention and that focus to something Rene Russo, the actress, was talking about. If you haven't seen this, there, she had a story where, I mean, if you've seen her in any of the action flicks, she looks like a, she was in one of those movies with Mel Gibson. I can't remember.
She was in Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon, that's right, too. Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you. She was in a couple of them, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
And she was kind of a kick-ass. And she apparently is like that in real life. She single-handedly fought five guys off when she and a friend of hers were visiting in Martinique, and she's been telling that story because she thinks that women need to be better trained so they can hold their own. Now, I'm not suggesting that's the fix for all of this, but she has she's being interviewed a lot now because she's in a movie with Tommy Lee Jones and Morgan Freeman that's out this week called Just Getting Started. So she's being interviewed by all of these you know, various shows, and so this is coming up. And apparently she said, I don't understand. She said, I've seen a lot of mistreatment of women in Hollywood and before I came to Hollywood, and so I learned how to take care of myself. That's essentially what she's saying.
Mm.
And that women ought to be able to, or should be thinking about taking care of themselves, because even though this is inappropriate, one way you stop it in your own wheelhouse is to be prepared, to be able to do the things. Now, I don't know whether some of these actresses who are trained to do these things on film, can they really do them in real life, I suppose?
Actually, it's funny. I interviewed Rene Russo's stunt woman when I was on, when I worked for Cosmo Magazine. We did a series of kick-ass women, and so we had all did women from all different types of industries, and Hollywood stunt women are really badass and don't get a whole lot of credit.
Yeah.
And so Cheryl Wheeler has worked with Rene Russo in every movie she's done over the last probably 20 years.
Yeah.
And she said that Renee was amazing in real life and wanted to know all of the choreography, wanted to know all of the martial arts moves. And Cheryl herself was a black belt in several different mediums of martial arts. And she said that Renee was absolutely the real deal. And the only things that the director wouldn't let her do are things that were super dangerous, that really required aerial stunts and things like that. But other than that, she said that Rene Russo was definitely walking the walk.
So let me carry this one step further in a speculative sense. I wonder out loud, and if Jennifer were here, it might be a different conversation, but I'll have it anyway. There are those who are suggesting if there were more, if it was easier for women to carry guns, concealed weapons, et cetera, they'd be able to protect themselves. There's a woman who's the executive director for the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence testifying at the House yesterday about women. And I'm just trying to figure out whether it would be better or worse for women to have a gun. Jennifer's unabashed. She tells you she has a gun. She carries a gun in her purse when she's going to work. Early in the morning.
Oh, I thought she leaves it in her house.
Well, I think she carries it in the car.
But it's not difficult. If you have a concealed carry license, then it's the same for men and women.
Does this address fixing the problem? If the women that were accosted by Harvey Weinstein, to use that as an example, had a gun in their purse, and they pulled it out and they said, Harvey, if you come closer to me, I'm going to blow your leg off or whatever. Does that slow down?
It doesn't feel like the solution. I don't think most women want to resort to having to pull out a gun to get a guy to stop.
Well, you shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes, why can't you have your own feel secure in your own life and your own space?
Right. I'm more of a fan of self-defense training because it's not always easy or convenient to be able to reach a gun or a weapon if it's in your purse and you have to run across a room to get to it. You know, your purse isn't on you all the time. So I think when I was in high school, I went to an all-girls school and they had a lot of options for martial arts training and self-defense classes. And I took as many as I could and it stayed with me to this day. So there are a few moves that I can absolutely do immediately to at least get myself out of a situation. And I think that's much more valuable than a weapon.
Yeah. Well,
I also think that the chances that it could turn into something much worse,
where the person gets the gun from you, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I ask it because it's been suggested And I thought it's part of the public discussion here, so why not throw it out and just see what the ladies think. And now you know what the ladies think.
Right.
Victoria and Kara and Doug, 16 past the hour on the DJV show, with a thought for those of you who own small businesses. Every day, as I'm preparing to talk about ZipRecruiter.com, I look at some of the jobs that they're posting and some of the companies who are posting these jobs, just to sort of give it a certain amount of credibility. Not that I'm not suggesting that they don't have credibility, because 80% of the people who are surveyed looking for replacement hires are using ZipRecruiter. That's one that's one heck of a stat. Certainly is very supportive. Here's somebody that there's a job posted on ZipRecruiter for someone to work in a an optometrist's office or ophthalmologist. So who makes the glasses?
That's optometrists go and fit you for your glasses, and an ophthalmologist is a medical doctor who looks into your eyeballs and knows things.
So, look into my eyeballs, please, Victoria. Tell me what you see. All right, so anyway, there's a this is a crazy kind of job. It looks cool. Go to the website that most people now are going to. That's really the message I'm trying to get across here. Every day I talk about ZipRecruiter with glowing endorsement terms, because I know that it works. I've used it. I know other people in business have used it. And they're so different. You post your job to all these job sites with just one click. And then their powerful, unique technology takes over to effectively and efficiently match the right person who's posted his CV. And I apparently am falling into the deaf zone here. Kara said to me, do people know what CV means? CV is another word for resume. CV is curriculum vitae in Latin. So that's where it comes from. I'm sorry if I've always called it the CV. I don't know
people,
why.
People know what it is. I'm just saying most people in the U.S. don't use that term.
Most people don't say, you know, I'm a JD. They say I'm a lawyer. It's the same
it
kind of thing.
Doctor of Jurisprudence. Okay, all right. So I'm overstating it, perhaps. But at any rate, if you go to ZipRecruiter and post your job resume, and then let's see how fast you can get a job as ZipRecruiter matches you and your skills to the needs of a company that's looking for somebody just like you. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free and find out how powerful and how wonderful it is to have this at your disposal. Most popular job site in the country, ZipRecruiter.com. Use it free by using the identifier, the code DJV, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions. Google Play holiday music. Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
The monarchy's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal, then it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? If there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Those who appear to be complex and difficult turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Worldwide phenom, Adele. Is there ever a song that she does that when you hear it, you don't think, that's Adele? You know it's Adele.
In two notes, you know it's Adele.
Yeah, yeah. And what's gone on with her? She hasn't performed, and there's no new music from her for a while. What's happening?
Well, she just wrapped up that massive world tour.
Yeah.
And broke all kinds of records with the sales.
Money. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But she usually
has a couple, three or four new songs in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. She's had a couple of three new songs every year. And I don't.
Well, it took her 5 years in between those albums.
Yeah. Was it that long?
So, yeah, it was.
Did her album come out earlier this year, or was that last year that it
came out?
Last
year.
Yeah.
Last year, 20, or was it even 2015?
So the reason we're talking about Adele now is because she's focused on those fire victims at the tower. Remember that from earlier this year? The tower, this is an apartment complex in London that was burned to the ground, and a lot of things were wrong with the building. And, you know, with these things, once they get it's out of sight, out of mind, that kind of stuff. And so Adele is determined not to let these things that happened that caused this fire to be swept under the rug. She tweeted a petition requesting the support of fans to call on the Prime Minister to, quote, take urgent action to restore their faith in the inquiry as to what happened at the Grenfell Tower. The petition calls on the Prime Minister to not allow the inquiry to be led by people, one person especially, but by a panel of experts. Also seeking legal representation for the bereaved families to see the evidence in question, witnesses. She has a home that's not far from there, if I remember correctly. I know where this is in London. It's not far from Paddington, actually. And she has a place that's fairly close in terms of proximity, maybe a mile from this thing. So 71 people, remember, were killed in this thing?
Oh,
all
terrible.
Low income, many of them immigrants. She's been insistent that the government provide some answers for the victims, because
Well, I think it was shoddy construction is what turned out to be.
Yeah, rehab and construction. You're right. Yeah.
There was something, there was some sort of a metal encasing or something on the building that turned out to, that escalated the fire.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and apparently it's on a whole bunch of other buildings in the area, and they just, like, I don't know, I think they pretended to do testing or didn't do all of the testing that they were supposed to on this materials before they just let them go ahead and build all of these buildings. And then I think the government was supposed to rehouse or provide a certain amount of money for the people who lived in the apartment building, since it was essentially their fault that it burned down, and it took them forever to do that. So there were just tons of people without housing.
I know. Yeah. Now, as I look at the description, I remember where this is near the tower, the broadcast tower that's in that part of town. These are basically buildings that are covered with silver, sort of almost aluminum foil. And so it kept the heat. The heat was 1,800 degrees in this apartment, and everybody would be burned to a crisp. And so there are a bunch of other buildings around that have been built the same way, and what they ought to do is tear them down. That's the only way they're going to keep something like this from happening again, is to just tear them down and make sure that that stuff's never used. I do not believe you can use that stuff here in this country. Think of, why do you put aluminum foil around a turkey to cook it? Because it keeps the heat inside the turkey. And this is the same thing. It's aluminum around the building, made it easy and cheap to, you know, to, in terms of having covering that doesn't require maintenance. But by the same token, it just, the fire started and it became like an incinerator. And those things, and they, again, fire in a place like that spreads very quickly. So Adele, kudos to her. She's right on it. And yeah, they would, because of the people who live there, bury it. So let's see if that comes to the surface again. 28 past the hour.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, they're the only part of your car that touches the road. And here are some new tires hitting dealers. Nexen, known for performance, street tires, debuts its all-new MTX Extreme tire that stands for Mud Terrain Extreme, with two tread patterns. One side has a traditional look, the other an awesome claw-like pattern. You choose which one you want to see on your vehicle. A tire that you can change to match your mood just by flipping it over. You have to love that. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save
save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Now 34 after the hour, Wednesday, the 6th of December, on the radio and elsewhere. This is the DJV show, Doug, Jan, and Victoria. Jennifer escaping the fires in California. Victoria Keelan here, no fires in New York. And also Kara Schillen presence at our studio in Washington. No fires there either, right? Everything. That building that you're in is a big, tall, brick, stone building. That's not going to burn, right? No fires there.
I hope not. I think she's on the phone, but no, I hope it doesn't.
Aha! All right, let's get to the situation in terms of good news. The people who are concerned about taxes and that sort of thing, the tax bill has brought us around to thinking about what it is that separates America from pretty much the rest of the world, and that is our collective wealth. Is it fairly distributed? I guess it depends on your definition of distributed and fair. I believe people should be rewarded for what they know, what they do, how they perform. I do not believe that people deserve money for just being alive. I don't buy into that. Are there people that are not treated fairly in employment circumstances because the bosses have all the power? Absolutely. That's what we're talking about in general with all, or at least a lot of the problems that we have in our country and our world is all based on corruption and power, whether it's political, whether it's at the church, some religion, whether it's in business. It is, that's the way, one of the lessons that we as humans have to learn. I don't know that we're doing a particularly great job of it at the moment. But if you want to take a number and feel good about it, the net worth, that is in terms of household ownership, and this is something you have said, Victoria, you're concerned because this bill that's been proposed, that's before Congress, would keep you because of the changes in how you deduct mortgage interest and mortgage payments and stuff, would keep you and Lewis from buying a house.
Yeah, without that deduction, that just we would just be on the brink of being able to afford a house or not, and that would push us into the not category, and that's going to keep us renting.
Right. And my daughter, by the way, is in the same state as you, and here are people that are
every single one of my friends, that affects all of them.
My daughter and her husband are both profs at UCLA. They get paid very well and can that particular type of job. Megan is a professor and an administrator, so she gets sort of a double whammy and gets paid very well. And her husband is also an authority figure in the department. He's in charge of hiring new staff in addition to being a prof. So they both get paid a good amount of money. And they cannot afford, without my help, and I can't afford to give them my help at the moment, to buy a house. And then with the addition of that, not only the cost of homes in the city, like New York City, buying a home in New York City, you'd be buying,
it's impossible for us.
Right, it is.
You get a studio apartment for, you get a decent studio apartment for $400,000 to $600,000. That means it's not a one bedroom. It's not. It's less than a one bedroom.
So, if you have an interest rate of 3%, if you get $400,000, and even if you only put 10% down, that's $40,000. That's, you can get mortgages for that, but it usually means the interest rate is going to be a little higher. Mm-hmm. So let's say for argument's sake, you put $100,000 in. The banks would love you if they loaned you 75% of the value, because normally it's 75% is what they like. So then that means you have a remaining balance of $300,000 at 3%. You're going to pay $9,000 a year plus or minus in interest on that, plus if you're paying it down, the payments on that are going to be, depending on whether it's a 10-year, 15-year, 20-year mortgage, could be $6,000 a month.
There's no way in a million years that we could afford that.
Well, I mean, that's if you're paying it off fast. If you're not, it's $2,500 a month if you're going to take the slow boat to China and pay.
Right.
But the point is that what we're doing now, we're considering, and I say we as a collective looking at what supposedly is us, we're represented by these people in Washington, so they're supposedly speaking for us. I will tell you, I don't know anybody, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, who think that this is that part of the bill is good and ought to stay. So let's see where it goes. And one of the reasons is because of the value of our houses. The net worth, household net worth in America is now almost $94 trillion. That is an absolutely unbelievable number. A spike in American wealth that is completely connected to the value of real estate. Because that's where people let their nest egg. You buy a house when you're a kid, it grows in value, you sell it, and you got retirement. And that's why people who are your age are clamoring for opportunities or ways to be able to buy into the housing market. And where they can, that's what's pushing up the values. Because there's only so much land, there are only so many houses, we've got too many people. So it's pushing the value of homes up. And even in the case of a sort of mini recession, Holmes now, and that happened the last time around, Holmes Real Estate came back first. That's what rebounds first because it's what people need. You got to have a home. And during the 2008 to about 2012, there were very few in comparison to what's going on now. New housing starts. And that's what keeps the economy going. So the fact that we have almost $100 trillion in value assessed or attached to our homes and household income really is pretty amazing. And I know that there are a lot of people say, okay, it's not helping me any. Well, it is kind of. You just think about where you might be if you were in a different circumstance in a different country. That's, I'm not saying it's right. It just is.
Yeah, but let's compare the ones that we're all, we're all living in the same country, so I understand.
Mean we all deserve the same treatment. That we ought to have the same rules apply to us, but just because we live here doesn't mean we're entitled to something that isn't ours.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's one thing. I hear this argument a lot. Well, you can go to another country then. Well, that's not reasonable.
I'm saying partially what I'm saying is we should be thankful for the value that we have in real estate because people want to come here and buy the real estate. The other side of what I'm saying in maybe a subtle way, but this is less subtle, is this tax bill is a screw job for people who need or want to have the mortgage interest deduction.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what I'm saying. All right. Let's see. What do we have? Oh, you know what we're going to spend some time on? We have a fellow who's an expert in hosting parties, a party person. Bruce Johnson has some tips for how we prepare our home for the holidays. If you're somebody who loves to have parties, you're going to want this info, which is coming right up.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's now 44 past the hour. Are you trying to make the holidays something really special at your home? And does that include having to sort of fix the home up and make it feel like something that's really different and special? A lot of people do a lot of work on their homes at Christmas time. So we've got some ideas, maybe some gift ideas, some tricks for getting your home ready for guests. Say it again, Doug. Ready for guests, courtesy of Bruce Johnson, who is a master DIY, do-it-yourself craftsman. Let's get to these tips. Bruce, welcome to the DJV show. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine, Doug. Thank you.
All right, let's get to what we need to do in the start department. Getting the house decorated, is it as simple as just putting out lights and having wreaths around and Christmas trees, or are there other things that are important to keep in the back of your mind?
Well, I know what normally happens this time of year is, in addition to putting up the tree and the wreaths and all the decorations, you suddenly realize your furniture doesn't look like it did when it was brand new. Now, in my house, my sons are grown and gone, but we've got cats and dogs and guests during the year. So invariably, our furniture ends up with a lot of nicks and scratches. And with just a few weeks to go before the holidays, no time to do a complete refinishing. So what I do is I go around the house with something called Minwax stain markers. And these are felt tip pens that contain wood stain in a variety of colors. So you can go around and you've got those little nicks and scratches on the bottom of your furniture where the vacuum sweeper's been hitting it or where the cat tried to jump up.
The dog's been chewing on it. Yeah, all of that good
Exactly.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's just a shallow scratch, Doug, I'll use a stain marker, and it's just a, like I said, a felt tip pen with stain in it that matches the stain of the chair or the table, and you just touch it up with that. That fills in the missing color. If there's actually a gouge, like you were mentioning, with a, you know, a dog maybe chewed on it, if you had a puppy last year, you can use a blend fill pencil, which is, again, a tinted wax that will fill in those gouges. So it's a great way to go around the house, do those little touch-ups before anybody arrives without even having to move the furniture out of the house.
All right, now let me stay here for a minute, because this seems very clever to me, the idea of a felt tip pen that has something in it that you can use to, do they come in different colors so that you can use it to match, really?
Yeah, anything from a golden oak to provincial, early American, ebony. So if you've got dark furniture, light furniture, there's going to be a Minwax stain marker that you can pull off the shelf, take home, and you put the cap back on. You use it year-round. I actually keep some in each room of the house. I've got a certain color cherry that matches my kitchen cabinets. So if I get a scratch there, I just open the drawer, take out the stain marker, do my touch-up, and it looks as good as new.
Wow, how clever is that? And by the way, I'm suggesting now that this is not something that you have the idea in your head. Maybe you don't have time to do this. If you've got stuff that's around the house, I happen to be today moving a lot of furniture around from one place to another, in fact. And I know, because I know who's moving the stuff with me, we're going to have chips and nicks and things.
Absolutely.
But this is something that you could use any time of the year. In fact, if you're moving, you'd want to have something like this around.
You want to have the stain markers around all the time. Yeah. And now the other thing, Doug, you mentioned furniture. You know, during the year, our furniture starts with a new coat of finish on it. But during the year, as we're using it, dusting it, cleaning it, that original finish starts to wear out. Again, we don't have time or the inclination to do a complete refinishing, but if you get a product called Minwax Wipe-On Poly, you can add just with a rag and a little bit of Wipe-On Poly, you can bring that shine back to your furniture, and it protects it as well. So it gets the furniture ready. In addition to doing those touch-ups on the nicks and scratches with the stain markers, you can come back with a Wipe-On Poly, put a new coat of finish on there, and unlike a polish that eventually evaporates, the Wipe-On Poly is a true finish, which will dry and harden and make it more water-resistant.
All right, so I'm going to go one step further with this, Bruce, and suggest for the do-it-yourselfer, this is a great gift idea. Oh. Stocking stuffer, these things that we're describing, or some of the things that are a little bit busier, these are great ideas.
Doug, you ask any of my friends, they'll tell you that I give away stain markers and blend fill pencils as Christmas gifts.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
great.
Very practical. That's the trouble with Christmas. Often people feel like they have to get gifts for folks, and they don't really know what their hobbies are. They don't know that much about them. They just feel compelled to get something instead of spending a few minutes finding out a little bit about some of these people. But even if you didn't, who couldn't use one of these things as a stocking stuffer or any, you know, I think it's very practical, actually. All right,
well,
so.
You know, the other thing, Doug, talking about gifts, you know, instead of going to the mall and buying something that, you know, you're really just shooting in the dark on somebody, everybody loves homemade gifts. And, you know, you don't have to be a professional woodworker or a crafter to make something, you know, a piece of wood that you're going to stain, maybe put some knobs on it, and, you know, make a jewelry display out of it. But anything you can make by hand using available materials, you know, use a Minwax stain to give it some color, and it makes it more special than just going to the mall for somebody.
All right, what's the website for more information?
Minwax.com, and you can also check out the Minwax Facebook page and see us on Pinterest as well. Lots of great ideas, lots of information on our products.
It's a traditional name for sure, Minwax. All right, Bruce, thanks very much. Bruce Johnson here, 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Everybody recognizes a theme from Star Trek, the original theme for the television show, has passed on through the years to the movies. So there must be some Star Trek movie news that our movie master, Chuck Curry. I like that. That's a good one. Write that down.
I like that,
Let's
Doug.
Call him a movie master from now on. All right, so where are we looking forward to? What's going on in the world of Star Trek?
I just want to expand on what we talked about yesterday, so I'm going to ask you a question. After a good night's sleep, do you really want to see a Star Trek film from the mind of Quentin Tarantino?
No. I have no interest in Quentin Tarantino at all.
Haven't given this serious thought?
Say again, they are. Well, you said yesterday they were giving it seriously.
Yeah, they are. I'm saying about you as a viewer. You wouldn't want to see it?
No. And I like Star Trek, the franchise. I like Chris Pratt. As the new...
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine, him too. as the new character.
I get them confused too. Pine.
I like him too.
Yeah, he's very likable in whatever he does. Although he may not make it to the next Star Trek because he got killed in Wonder Woman. So where is he going to go from there?
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
You want to know something? No,
yes, I do, Chucker. I always want to know something. Tell
here's
us something.
Here's a prediction. I'm going to say 50-50 chance that his character comes back for Wonder Woman 2.
Nah.
Yes.
How could that happen?
Well, Patrick, didn't see him die.
No, he could have bailed out.
He could have parachuted out.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. That's what it was. Patrick Ewing came back in Dallas, right? He was dead. How many people have come back?
Patrick Ewing?
Patrick Ewing.
That was Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy was, but he played Ewing.
He's Bobby Ewing.
Bobby, okay.
Right. Bobby Ewing. I think Patrick Ewing.
Is he a basketball player?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he came back at halftime in 1992.
All right, more people poking fun at me in just a moment here. Stand by.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
More of he's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal, then it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? But if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
There is what appears to be complex and difficult. Turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions. Google Play holiday music. Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
All right, let's get to some of the other exciting news that you have, Chucker. What's happening in future land, prediction land?
Not a lot. So I was looking over the list of movies coming out from now to the end of the year, just a handful of them. You tell me if you have an interest in seeing these films in a movie theater. Obviously, Star Wars, The Last Jedi. I'm going to make the assumption you're going to go to a theater to see it, correct?
I am, as a matter of fact, yes. Matter of fact, I said to my son, my son and I are going to spend Christmas Day together and go to the movies. Would be one of the things I said, well, how about we go see Star Wars? He says, no, that's coming out the 15th. I'm not waiting until the 25th to see it.
Sorry, Jack.
The Last Showman with Hugh Jackman playing P.D. Barnum.
Yep.
Comes out the 20th. That
looks
great.
Yep.
Some of the smaller films, I, Tonya, the Tonya Harding story with Margaret Robbie, that's a great trailer. I'm actually excited about that movie. The Disaster Artist with James Franco. Going to go?
I actually know a bunch of people who saw that last weekend and said it was really good. So
yeah, I've heard that's actually good.
What about this movie Rene Russo is in with Tommy Lee Jones? And that's supposed to be coming out. Isn't it next week or so?
Yeah, I saw the trailer to that film.
That's another one of those old men
doing stuff. It looks like Going in Style from last year.
Right,
Jumanji.
Exactly.
Jumanji. Buzz is really good on it as a family movie, no?
No. Not watching some guy getting eaten by a hippo. I guess that's
gets eaten by a...
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.